Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, good morning, everybody. We are here to celebrate time. Time is of the body. Spirit has no time, no space, no mass, no competition. There are a lot of things spirit enjoys in a body that it cannot enjoy outside of the body. Human touch, laughter, sexuality, food. Oh my gosh. They always get me on the strawberry pie. Don't you want to go back? No. Well, how about the strawberry pie? Okay, sign me up. So what I'm trying to bring to the world is the realization of spirit. Spirit and body are different. In fact, pretty much opposite. Everything that the body has is a reflection of spirit, but spirit does not exist on the same plane. It's two dimensions. I'm sure you've heard of the spirit-body duality, right? Guess what? Here at CDM, we're a kindergarten. We're a simple structure trying to help people bring that duality together. Many, many lessons will teach people to leave the body. Whoopee-doo, any of us can do that. Have too much wine. Go to sleep at night. What we're trying to do is teach you that your body is your vessel and an incredible, incredible blessing to experience, to learn, to grow. As I mentioned, just human touch. Wow, how much do you experience with that? Seeing with physical eyes, a newborn baby, tasting food. Wow, do you ever slow down and realize what a blessing that is? It's a blessing to have a body. And therefore, it's a blessing to have all of the things that the body offers us as spirit. We're all knowing, all powerful, all seeing, a part of God. But we can't eat strawberry pie without a body. Now, one of the main things about the body that is a blessing is that it exists in a time and space spectrum. And if you don't understand that, read some physics. Or if you're not interested in physics, simply learn a few of the techniques and meditate on the fact that you have the joy of working through time. Most people don't realize that without time, every thought you have will be instantly made manifest. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it? Ever had some thoughts you would not like to be living with? Through time, you can have thoughts, you can play with them, you can perfect them, and then eventually manifest them in your physical world. But without time, it's instant. Did you ever hate somebody and wish them dead? It would have happened without time. Would you have regretted that? You probably wish that about your mother a lot when you were 5 years old or three or whatever. You know, it's part of the growth process in the physical body, part of the learning opportunity to experience all the different emotions of the body. And to learn to be in charge of them and to use them for yourself as spirit. And without time, that wouldn't be possible. Without this illusion of space, it wouldn't be possible for you to learn all the things you're here to learn. But unfortunately, with this blessing comes a catch. And that is you have to accept that you are spirit and you are in a body. And I would say a terribly large portion of the human race does not know that. Most people believe they are simply a body. And without this spiritual awareness, you're not going to fully take advantage of this body of yours, living in time, offering you such glorious, glorious opportunities. So let's use some of these wonderful techniques that we have. So if you'll just put your feet on the floor and sit up as straight as you can in your chair, so that your energies can move smoothly. And just put your hands in your lap. Sit back, close your eyes. Take some nice deep breaths and allow the body to relax. When we first begin to relate to the body, it can feel a bit tense about it because you're changing things. You're changing so much. So right now, say hello to your body and let it relax. It has 30 or 40 minutes just to sit here and relax. One of the benefits of meditation. Now, I want you to be aware of the area near the base of your spine. Your first chakra is located here. It's an extremely important chakra. I know many people focus on the upper chakras. That's one of the reasons that we're a kindergarten, because we focus on all the different chakras. We focus on the need for grounding and present time and things that relate to the physical body as we, the spirit, manifest within the body. We don't jump immediately to the 40,000 dimensions of spiritual awareness. So take a nice deep breath. And from that first chakra near the base of your spine, let energy flow. And let that energy flow connect you, the spirit, with your body. And you and your body all the way to the center of planet Earth. Take a nice deep breath and let your body respond to being grounded. Time and space is now your experience as you focus on your body. Now you are spirit, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful. My gosh, we can't even comprehend ourselves really when we're in the body. But be aware that you are all these things as you, the spirit, come and sit on the top of your head. Just sit on the top of your head. You are a bright spark of energy. You are part of all that is, or God, or the cosmic consciousness, or whatever name you use to call the force around us and within us. Know yourself. Then slowly flow into the center of your head. Look around and be aware you are now in the dimension of time and space. Experience it. It's very different from no time and no space. You are in your body. You are experiencing one of the many blessings of being in a body, and that is time. Take a nice deep breath and just respect the body's experience in time. The only thing the body experiences on this time level is the present. So use your body right now by letting it bring you, the spirit, into the present. You can use your body by letting yourself experience the body's heartbeat. Listen. Tune into your body's breathing. Hear the sounds of the heat. Feel the sensation of your skin. The pressure of your body sitting on the chair. Notice if your awareness changed by becoming aware of your body. Remember to keep breathing and increase your grounding. The blessing of time. How many of you are in the hurry to move into the future? kind of a waste of energy, isn't it? You're going to get there without any effort. Why not sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride? It's sort of like being in a hurry to get to the next peak of the roller coaster ride. That's how life really is, isn't it? Use your grounding and let go of your spiritual energy that puts you out of the reality of the body's present, the body's moment, right now. This moment, this is it. Use your grounding to let go of any attention you, the spirit, have on your future. Remember, you, the spirit, can be in the future, can be in the past, you can be anywhere you want to, in time or space, but your body cannot. How can you experience the blessings of your body if you're not in the present with your body? You can't. Have you ever gone through quite a few different things, been out of your body, and then come back to it and said, gosh, what did I just do? I can see several people have that experience. Have you ever pushed your body to the point of exhaustion and illness because you, the spirit, are in a hurry? Use your grounding and release these misuses of your body in relation to time. Be in the center of your head. Right here, right now, and experience the present moment of the body. Keep using your grounding to help you release concepts that push you out of your present, that push you basically out of your body. Certainly out of touch with your body. Here you are, spirit. You have gotten a body at this unbelievable time on planet Earth where things are really moving rapidly. And you spend how much time outside of it? Not taking advantage of the opportunity that you have created and accepted? It's a little shocking, isn't it? How much time human beings spend outside of their body. Take a nice deep breath and use your grounding to help you come in and experience your body. Tune into your body around you. If you find yourself leaving your body, increase your grounding and let go of whatever is forcing you out of it. Most of the time, it's pain. We're such clever creatures. We forget that there's so many fun things to make the body real, and we use pain instead. Nice deep breath, everybody. Let yourself have some amusement about the joy of being in a body, and that includes the joy of time. It helps you focus. It gives you parameters in which to learn and grow. On a spiritual level, everything is happening right this instant. Your human brain cannot comprehend that. What happens when you, the spirit, attempt to force that level into your body? Take a nice deep breath and use your grounding to let go of some of the things you're trying to do with your body that are not really beneficial. I'm not saying they aren't possible. I'm saying they're not necessarily beneficial. So come into the center of your head if you've left and increase your grounding. And I'm going to give you a moment to meditate on how you use time. If you're using time in a way that you don't like, use your grounding to release limiting concepts. Time is a blessing. How are you taking advantage of this blessing? How are you missing out on this blessing? Brings to mind a story about a mother and a child. This was years ago. The child has grown and a beautiful woman now. But at this time, the mother was in a hurry. And she and I were standing outside, and we were watching the children come back from the playground, and there were a group of them. And the child saw her mother, and her whole face lit up, her whole body lit up. She was so happy to see her mother. And her mother said, "Oh, I've got to go in to me." And I said, "What is more important than greeting that child?" And she did. She stopped. She waited for her daughter to get to her. And they had a great embrace, and she swung her around, and they walked into the building together. That's a use of time, isn't it? How often are you in such a hurry you don't do the most beautiful things or take advantage of the most wonderful opportunities? Pause now and reflect on anything you need to slow down for, to be in present time, to take advantage of, to be in your body, to experience. Be sure and tune in to how you can use the time you have now. How do you want to use it? I have a friend who was recently sick, and I asked her what she learned from her illness, and she said, "I believe it was a wake-up call about what I'm doing with the rest of my life, what I'm here to do in this body." Let's all take that moment right now. Avoid being sick to find the information. And notice how we so often do that to ourselves, to slow down and reflect. Meditation's really much more pleasant. Sort of like the difference between strawberry pie and pain. I believe human beings need to make some better choices. So reflect right now for a moment. How do you want to use your time? This is yours. It's your body. It's your time. How do you want to use it? Now remember, discovering how you wish to use your time or your purpose in this lifetime. Everybody says, "Oh, woohoo, eureka, I'm free. I've discovered my purpose." Okay, now the tough challenges begin. Okay, how am I going to fulfill this? Oh my goodness, look at what I need to cleanse. Look what I need to change. Look what I need to validate. Look at how my life will change. I'm scared to death. Take a nice deep breath, use your grounding, and reassure your body that you can do what you're here to do, and your body can serve you beautifully when you respect it, and you respect its experience in time, and that its only experience is in present time. Use your grounding to start letting go of whatever you have created within your system that gets in your way of creating what you, the Spirit, wish to create in this body. Stop wasting your time blaming others. Be in the center of your head and grounded. And just clean up whatever you need to clean up. It's like having a party. You wake up the next morning, there's a big mess, and you want to blame everybody at the party? You threw the party. Take a nice deep breath. Validate you can invite your friends back over to help clean it up. You might have to swing for a pizza, but anyway. Take a nice deep breath and acknowledge you are the God of your universe. You are the manipulator of time and space within your physical realm. You have the blessing of time. I know many people say to me, oh, I don't have time to meditate. And my answer is always, well, then you don't have time. And most people don't understand what I'm saying. What happens to you when you spend 20 minutes in the morning being quiet and reflecting on yourself, the Spirit, and the needs of the body, and your relationship with God? What happens to the rest of your time that follows? Continue using your grounding as a release. From the center of your head, be aware of what a tremendous healing time is. Give yourself permission to let go of the hurry. Rejoice in the moment. Every moment holds some form of joy. Most of the time, people are in such a hurry, they skip over the joy and wonder why they're not having fun. Time, amazing blessing. Now let's talk to Jesus about time. Jesus didn't have, in our perspective, a very long time on the planet, but I want you to be aware of what an impact this soul had on the souls of planet Earth for the time he was here. So say hello to Jesus, and I want you to get into the present with this soul. He was a Jewish rabbi. Christianity is actually an offshoot of Judaism. Most people don't like to learn that, but it's true. Take a nice deep breath and say hello to Jesus. Now, he has become an image of many things for many people, but we'll all have to agree he was an incredible teacher. He brought a great message. Love your enemy. That's pretty intense. People haven't figured it out yet, but it's a great lesson. So say hello to Jesus and get into present time with this brilliant soul. We've had many, many really wonderful souls come to teach us and help us. Let's focus on Jesus for a moment and meditate with him for a moment about time. He knew a great deal about time and how to use it and manipulate it. Ask Jesus what you need to know about time in the body. Do you need to focus on the body and its present experience? Ask Jesus how you can best use your time here on planet Earth. Ask Jesus how you can let go of the frustrations you have within your body that get in your way. That resistance to the things you have to go through to get from here to there. You are spirit. You don't have any limitations of time. The body does. If you want to get things done in this body, you have to deal with time. Ask Jesus how you can do that. Are you taking full advantage of the time, the blessing of time that you have? When you're 20, there isn't any such thing as time. There's no limit. But I don't see any 20-year-olds today. So be aware of how you want to use your blessing of time. That is because you have a body at this point in time on this little speck called planet Earth. Ask Jesus to help you see for yourself. Now thank Jesus for all that help and let go. Then I want you all to create a bright golden sun above your head and let that gold energy flow into your body and through it all the way to the center of the earth. So you're sitting in a column of gold energy. It's a neutral vibration. It's a healing vibration. Allow it to help you raise the vibration in your body so that you can continue to use that body more and more. So that you can have harmony between you and your body. It's a challenge to be it and run a body. It's a challenge for a body to have an aware soul using it. And if you're irritated with any of your loved ones, remember, it's a challenge to be around an aware soul. My mother once described me to a friend as being so intense I was exhausting. Find some amusement about how you affect others and their bodies, and acknowledge that. That's one of your blessings of time, to be here and play with others. Others who've chosen to be here in a body at this time and learn the things that you are learning. Validate that you're on a bit of a fast track because of your spiritual information. Now, when you have that gold energy flowing through you, let's create a giant gold ball above the room and let that golden light shine through the entire room so that the energy within and around us is high and bright and clear and neutral. And let's use this vibration to help us in our communication with God. When I say God, I want you to tune into your concept of God. This is all things. All things. Whether you like them or don't like them, it doesn't matter. God is all things. Use your grounding and let that bright light that's you focus in the center of your head and say hello to your God and take the next few moments to meditate with your God about the blessings of time. Take a nice deep breath. Thank God for all the blessings you have, including time. Allow yourself to come back to this reality, because most of you had an experience of being a little outside of time and space as you communicated with your God, and that's great fun. And a joyous experience. You can create this level at any time and any place. Increase your grounding. Begin to let that gold energy flow into the planet to help heal the body of the planet. Go back to the center of your head if you've gone somewhere else. Wiggle your foot and pat your knee to get your body's attention back and get yourself back to your body's level. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, bend forward, and release excess energy. Hello. Hello. Have fun with time.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.